Okay, guys.
Is an update on Adrian Claiborne?
I can. Unfortunately, it's not a good one. Adrian is going to have surgery, so he's done for the season. You know, probably be a couple weeks before it happens that he has it. Certainly an unfortunate for he and for the team.
What's the injury?
It's a knee. Yeah, I don't know exactly what it is. You know, some of those three-letter deals, exactly what it is. I think it is
ACL.
It may be more than one. I got to see. They're not sure yet.
What do you do there with Adrian gone?
Well,
game plan?
There's a – right now we're working on that. You know, we've lost two guys at the position since August, so or when was it? Whenever he got hurt. So we'll look at everything. We'll look, you know, internally. We'll look if there's anything outside that's better. You know, we'll look at schematically. You know, maybe we'll have to play some more three down fronts and do some different things to stretch the personnel a little bit. You know, nothing's out of the realm. And look, that's what you do. You adapt, and that's what we'll do.
Is there any thought about maybe moving Michael Bennett to the right side, or do you just leave him because he's doing so well on the left?
Anything's fair game right now. Yeah, I mean, I don't know where it'll end up. You know, we're spending a lot of time talking about it, and we'll make what we think is the best decision.
What are your impressions of George Johnson at that spot? He's obviously played there a bit.
George has done well. You know, he's been inactive the last 2 weeks, but that's more of a numbers thing. Daniel's done well when we've played him. So we have some internal choices. We just got to work through it right now.
Is this just another kick in the head? I mean, I understand this is part of the game, but just as this pass rush is starting to click, it seems, you lose another guy. I mean, this whole position has been snake bit for months.
Well, you know, I look around the league. A lot of people have issues, right? So, I mean, the team we're playing this week, similar issues on the front. So, look, it's part of life in the NFL. It's a bad part. And, unfortunately, it's people's lives you're talking about, you know, the guys that get injured. But it's something you know going in, and you have to have plans in place, you know, and that's what we have to do.
Yesterday and the offense. I'm wondering, does Josh have the ability to get out of plays? They showed a lot of loaded fronts, and you continue to run the ball inside. Do you give him an option to get out of a play, a running play, get into a better play? What kind of responsibility or options does he have when he comes to the line of scrimmage?
Depending on the play, he oftentimes has a great deal of freedom, a great deal of latitude, and then other times it's a call it and run it. But most of the time, like I told you earlier in the week, the key is identification and then getting us in or out, into a good play or out of a bad play. A couple times we were in the right call and didn't execute it the way we were supposed to. A couple times we maybe were in the wrong call. You know, whether we put him in the wrong call with a no change or we didn't change it. I mean, when you have as tough a day as we did on offense, there's not one reason. You know, there's not one person. There's not one call. There's just a bunch of things. But having said all that, when you go back and watch the tape, it's like normally is the case. You're never as good as you think you were, and you're never as bad as you think you were. You know, we're a couple small things away from popping some of those runs, and you know, the corner falls down one time on a double move, but we don't have time to get it to him because we made a mistake. So really, we just never really got in sync. And why does that happen? You know, after, I wouldn't say two great offensive outings, but two solid offensive outings, why does that happen in the third one? You know, that's obviously what we're trying to peel away and figure out, and so it doesn't happen again.
Do you assess Josh's play so far through three games, and do you have a pretty good trust level with him at this point?
Well, I have a great trust level with him. There's not a doubt in my mind that he's going to do great this year and beyond. And the only thing right now is we had, you know, like I said, two pretty good outings, you know, and then one not so good. And why, you know? And there's so many reasons: coaching, playing, IDs, techniques, and we got to clean it up. And you know, we're going to see another multiple front team this week, so it'll be a challenge, and you know, we'll get another shot at it.
You described that play, third and nine, where he calls a run when the transmitter goes out.
Mm-hmm.
He said he had about, he looks up 6 seconds, call a run play, thought about calling a timeout. Is it your advice not to take a timeout there? Because I think most people would think, well, just call the timeout. It's a critical play.
Well, make a long story short, we have signals that if we want to do something like cut the play off or I was unaware. You don't always know if he's getting it or not, you know. And I was unaware that he didn't get it. So when I looked up, that's not what I heard go in the headset.
The run play.
So when I saw it, I was like, what in the heck? You know, it's 3rd and 9. And I mean, but that's not to say that Josh did the wrong thing. When he didn't have a play and the clock was ticking down, you know, we could have called timeout or, it's not the worst thing in the world with the coverages they were playing to run the ball. Not that that's the time you want to do it, but I could see why his mind said, let's run this. Maybe we could pop it because we're going for it on 4th down anyway.
So you were okay with that decision, or would you have rather he called the
timeout? I would rather I'd known that he didn't have it, and I'd call the timeout for him. You know, they got an official right on the side, and when they made it, the coach could do it. It's easier that way, so you never call it when you don't want to. So we just need to make sure that we're better communicating if you don't get the call, and that happens. I mean, especially in dome stadiums, for whatever reason, that's happened to us in the past. It's happened to the Bucks in the past, and especially towards the end of the game. Don't ask me why, if they're firing up different electronics towards the end of the game for all the post-game stuff. I'm not sure of all that, but it's happened in the past, and we need to make sure we're prepared for it. So, again, when things like that happen, that falls on me because for whatever reason, we weren't able to handle the situation. And as a head coach, that's your job. You're the situation coach. You got to make sure that no matter what arises, you have contingencies and you're ready to go, and we didn't do it. So,
what have you learned about your team, Greg, through 3 weeks?
It's a team that plays very hard. We practice hard. We play hard. We need to practice more focused, and we're going to play more focused, and we're not going to lose that effort. We're not going to lose how hard we play. Regardless of the situation, they're going to play till they tell us to get out of there. And that's something. If you have that, you have something very special. So now we need to clean it up. We need to make the mistakes go away, and we need to continue to play with the same kind of effort, and we'll be fine.
Coach, there was a period in that game where you guys had some 10 first down plays, and I think 8 of them were run plays on first down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever concern yourself with becoming too predictable at times and self-scout sort of how many times you're running, how many times you're throwing on first down to be more multiple or, make it harder on the defense? And in essence, a harder game plan to make them, whether you get the ball out on the perimeter more or whatever it is, or can you impose your will at this level like you can in college?
We definitely self-scout both now during the week. Like Monday night's a big self-scout night, but also during the game. We self-scout during the game. So we're aware of where we were. As you look back, would we have liked to change a few? And Mike and I would sure we'd like to change a few as it was going. You know, sometimes when I say that we were out of sync, we were all out of sync, and we were trying to get it calmed down and going and just never really got it. They did a good job. You know, when that happens, you look internally and say, we just never got it flowing. But then you got to look at it as a head coach. You got to look at the other side and say, they had something to do with that. You know, and we have to be able to, when they're playing really at a high level, have some answers for these guys that we can, because it doesn't usually take but 1 or 2 plays. And now the guys start cooking again. And I didn't do that for them. So I got to have a better set of plans to calm it down and get them going.
Couple more, please.
Is it unfair to say it was too conservative?
It's a 16-10 ball game. And if we block the punt or, the ifs and buts game, right? If they don't blow it dead and we scoop and score, then we're sitting here and saying, man, this is Bucks football, baby. Great defense, time of possession, winning the kicking game, and you win. So as it turns out, when you lose, then it's too conservative. And when you win, maybe to some it's still too conservative, but to others, boy, that's good football. Do I think that Josh is capable of doing more things down the field? I do. They did a good job of taking some of the down the field stuff away. The stuff that we hit against the Giants the week before, we didn't quite do it as well this week. You know, we threw some, but we didn't win the battle.
Yesterday about the receivers and getting separation, you said you needed to look at the tape to get a mm-hmm. good answer. What's the answer to that question today?
Bad timing, right? When we had some separation, we didn't have as good protection. And when we didn't have the separation, we kind of had better protection. Does that go hand in hand with the defensive call? You would say yes sometimes, but not as much as you thought. Sunday, we just, again, I know it sounds cliche. We were just out of sync. Sometimes, you know, you can't afford to do it very much, but sometimes you go out and you just don't have your good stuff. And the thing that I've learned being a head coach for 12 years is the days you don't have your best stuff, you still got to find a way to win. And that's when a head coach and a staff have got to find a way to win that game, even though you don't have your best stuff. And I didn't do that. So I'll put it here. But this team, referring back to Ira's question, this team has got something to it, and we just got to get back to work. And as I think I speak for everybody, 6 days, and we'll get another shot. Thanks, guys.